B.
In the coach of the plane. There's another pair of those imported superegos on that red-headed man. What a coincidence. Yeah, coincidence?
Claire arrives at the beach.
Those disguises don't fool me. I'm sure Dad sent Mr. Sunglasses to watch over me.
Day 4.
This is my last day, and it calls for a donkey cart ride up to the famous Fort Ford that once guarded Oyster Bay. Maybe I can do this alone. Forget it. I noticed our guide removed his superegos while walking up through Queen Vic Tunnel. I'm going to show Dad two can play this game.
Reaching for the sunglasses left by Alex and shouting to Alex.
Oops, excuse me. Drop my purse. Turning around.
My sunglasses. I can't reveal my identity.
Without being able to find his sunglasses, Alex has to cover his head with his straw hat. Looks like our guide's afraid of sunstroke.
Arriving at the hometown airport.
Cabby, take me to Macy's department store and please wait for me. Calls Claire's dad on the phone.
Sir, I broke off surveillance when she entered Macy's. She should be home shortly.
Claire's dad and Alex rush back home.
Claire?
Yes, Claire came home a while ago and she's watching TV up in the West End.
They run into the den and see that Claire is sitting on the couch with her back turned towards them.
Oh, Princess, I want you to meet somebody, as I have a little joke to share with you.
Shouting to Claire's dad surprisingly.
Sir, there's just a dummy here holding a piece of paper in the hand. Hand it to me, Alex.
Reading the note.
Dear Dad, this dress looks much better on the mannequin, so I bought it too. I'm off on a real vacation of undisclosed destination. Love, Claire.